Palestinian children are subject to the Israeli policy of arresting children, prosecuting them in Israeli military courts since the beginning of the occupation. But what is new in this subject is since October 2015 until now, we document that Israeli, first of all, they start to change the laws to punish the Palestinian more and more. They double the number of children who are arrested. Even last 4 years, we used to talk about 200 children in the Israeli prison, sometimes 150. Now we are talking about 440. In addition to arresting children in the early age, in the age of 12 years old, 13 years old, also arresting girls. We used to talk about one girl or two girls in the prisons. Now we are talking about 15 girls accusing of having a knife. To have a knife, it's a crime, and they could prosecute, send the children for 4 months and 6 months because of having a knife, or sometimes a scissor. What happened during the arrest and the interrogation? Children were subject to psychological torture and physical torture and ill treatment, which is considered, according to international law, a war crime and a crime against humanity.
What kind of conditions are these children being held in?
According to the international law, must be the arrest of the child limited only on the right to freedom. But what happened in the ground that by arresting the child, all the right child are affected, such as right to education. Children who are arrested are deprived from having the right to be in touch with their families. Also, they are deprived from having the right to health as others outside. So I can say that children are deprived from all their rights when they are arrested.
Mr. Kusmari, you are at the UN and you mentioned in your speech that, you know, international law is nothing when it comes to these children, that they're not being protected.
And when we work with Palestinian children under the Palestinian jurisdiction and under the Israeli jurisdiction, we talk about the international law, and the international law gave us full protection and give rights. But our children are shocked when they hear about the rights mentioned in the international human rights law. So to consider the international law as a law, I think we have to be exercise our rights according to the international law. Since we haven't such rights, as a victim, I feel that the international law for me is nothing, since there is a law, but without an implementation. Now we know that who behind that is the political will. I believe that the Security Council can solve the problem in one day by implementing the law. We ask only for accountability and implementing the law, no more.